Today I want to share with you magic tricks from Uncle Balta. By the way, this is gonna be one of the weirdest episodes that I will record maybe in the whole year. So if you don't believe in random things, if you don't believe in non-logical stuff, better don't waste your time on this podcast, you know? But if you are open to receive new ideas and new perspectives around different things, maybe this is going to help a lot in your life, because I can tell you, I never believed in the stuff that I'm going to share with you today, but when I started to discover them, and especially when I realized that successful people were applying these tips, and I was humble enough, because I remember, at the beginning, I saw successful friends, people doing this stuff, and I was like, oh, those are losers, they don't know what they are doing. But when I accept that I had to give a try to this, and I found out that these techniques work, that's when I start to have a better outcome in my business, in my relationship, and also in the horizontal love. So before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, to me, inglesparacholos.com, and also spread the word, Uncle Balta on Spotify. Let's start with this technique that is always move things. As you know, if you don't move water, for example, if water doesn't have a flow, it starts to get rotten. Se malogra el agua. When you see a lake, for example, a lake that doesn't have circulation or a pool without circulation, the water is not good anymore. So the same happens with people. When you don't move yourself, you start having depression, your health starts to decrease. So it's good that you do different things on different places. And I can tell you this, these last 2 weeks, for example, I have been going to different gym locations at different times, going to different cafes, visiting friends here and there. And my sales has increased even though I'm posting less memes and investing the same amount of money on publicity. Why? Because I'm going to different places. Just moving yourself. And that is a big mistake that we make, is that we say, no, in order to maximize my productivity, I have to go always to the same spots, to the same place at the same time. But there is a moment that even if you only have like two or three places, it's kind of you stop moving, because you are moving, but you're moving just in a reduced space. Try to do different activities in different places and you will see the difference. You will see the improvement. Now, that thing also applies to objects. If you go to houses or apartments from people who have a lot of money, you will find out that first, they don't have that many stuff. Usually they have few stuff and everything looks immaculated. There is something that they call feng shui. Feng shui exists for some reason. These wealthy people always have someone that is cleaning all the house. Why? Because when you move objects, also the energy starts to flow better. And this also applies when you want to sell something. I practice this technique many times. When I want to sell a stock, sometimes I just go to my, I have a little warehouse. I go to the warehouse, I start moving the objects, cleaning the objects. And after that, sales start to increase on that object. So even if you have like an old stock, what we call the bones, los huesos, start moving the units and you will see how the sales start to increase. I remember the same happened also with a car that we were selling. We were selling a Suzuki, I remember one time. The model was SX4, un sedan. And the car, nobody was asking for the car. The car was there for 2 months. One day, we took it for a little trip. We went to Chilca, I think, or to Chincha with that car. When we came back, the same day, a person was calling to buy the car. So sometimes you just need to move the things. So that will be the first tip. Move yourself. Move the things that you want to sell and try to everything. Try also your cash, by the way. If you have cash in your below your in your pillow, in tu almohada, or if you have cash in the bank and you are not working that cash, also that is a problem. Try always to have cash flow. That's why they say cash flow is better than cash. I would say both things are important. You want always to work your money and every resources that you have, try to work it. In the Bible, remember, there is this story of the denarius, right? Where the guy who had 5 denarios, he worked his denarius, but the guy who had only 1 denario, he put it in his ass, se lo metió al culo. So the guy who had just 1 denario, at the end he lost it because God says you didn't use your denario. So also that applied to our resources. Let's go to the next one, that is perception. Perception is a superpower. For example, I see people that they are sad when they see other guys at the gym with a girlfriend. They say, oh, they have a girlfriend and I don't have a girlfriend. But all this is like relative. Depends how you want to see it. In my case, for example, if I see a guy with a girlfriend at the gym, I am like, oh, thanks God that I am single. I can stare ass, puedo mirar culos without problem. I can stare all the ass that I want. I can open conversation with all the women that I can because nobody's going to criticize me because I am single here. I don't have a girlfriend. The same apply with, for example, when you want to feel better, try to check the cases of people that are doing worse than you. Sometimes, I don't know, if you are, for example, stuck in the traffic one day, fuck, I am stuck in the traffic. Remember that there are people that are stuck in the traffic every day. Because sometimes, usually I don't have problems with traffic because I move when there is no peak hour. But every 15 days or every month, sometimes I have like a reunion at 6 p.m. and I have to be stuck in traffic. And always remember, there are people that have to deal with this shit every day, not one day per month. And when you are feeling like too, how can we say? That is when you feel bad, try to check worse scenarios. But when you are feeling like too good and you start to feeling that you are the greatest Coca-Cola in the world, it's good to do the opposite. Remember that there are people doing better than you. So that is going to humble yourself. So far we have two tips. It's first, always move things. Second is always improve your perception. And by the way, this also applies for fancy objects. Let's say that your friend, he has an expensive Rolex or whatever, you know, like a fancy car. Remember, oh, he has to take care of that thing. I can walk without problem. Nobody's going to look at me. The criminals are not looking at me because I don't have the fancy thing he has. So always try to find the right angle. Why this thing works? Because you are coaching yourself. You are like hypnotizing your brain and you are telling your brain you are a winner. The thing that you're doing is good. So now your brain wants to produce more winner outcomes. Let's go to the next one. And by the way, talking about is the perception. I remember I was having some health issues as soon as I finished my nose surgery. And I think it was related with the first point. Since I had my nose surgery, I was not able to go out of my house, no exercises. So I was having problems of circulation. My blood was not pumping in the right way. And I remember I went to the church, to the mass, a la iglesia, físicamente. And I remember the priest, he said this: there is no disease that lasts more than 100 years, and there is nobody that can cope with that. And after the priest said that, I don't know why I feel so fucking better. And it's all perception again. It's like, oh, even if the thing is bad, it's not going to last forever. So it's perception and the way that you know how to handle life. That is one of the biggest problems, especially people that are dealing with a lot of stress. When you have stress, diseases and problems with your health appear. And even worse, when they appear, the mistake is that people start to pay a lot of attention to that. And the more attention that you give to the bad things, the more you multiply it. Let's go to the number three, that is the bad eye, el mal del ojo. You know what is curious is that this bad eye, el mal del ojo, we will imagine that it's something just here in Latin America. No, all around the world, talk with different people, and they will tell you that they have some version of this bad eye. In Latin America, we have a phrase that is the lack of the ugly, the beauty envy. So la suerte de la fea, la bonita la desea. Why this phrase exists? Because when you have a woman that is beautiful or a guy that is extremely handsome, everybody starts to desire them in a sexual way, in a horny way, or in any way. And that also sends bad vibes. People start to charge this person with negative vibes. That's why sometimes people cannot understand why these beautiful people are depressed or why they are, you know, like suffering, because they are sharing all this bad energy. The same happens if you have like a female friend that she's always surrounded with gay friends, that the woman cannot get a boyfriend. Why? Because homosexuals envy her, because homosexuals wish they could be her. And also, there is also a phrase for that homosexuals are like a bad luck for women that are single. The question is, how can you clean yourself? By the way, this also could happen if you are the most popular person in your group. if you are the person that you are doing the best financially or the best in physically or whatever in your group, there is a high chance that some people are going to envy you, because we know how is society. They measure success comparing themselves with other people. What is wrong? But trying to wrap this part, how can you clean this? Because we understand that this bad vibes is something that charged you. It's like a battery. You are charged, but with the wrong energy. So how can you clean yourself? Well, there are many methods, but I can tell you the simple ones that I always try and they seem to work. The first, here in Peru, we have a plant called ruda, la ruda. Some people tell you that you need to do like a bath, una ducha con ruda. I can tell you that you don't need the bath with ruda. Just take a little branch, una ramita, and start hitting all your body. And you will feel how things start to improve. The other one is going to the beach. I found out, I don't know why, the beach also kind of clean all the bad energies that are around you. Maybe it's the ocean, maybe it's the sound of the waves. I'm a true believer that sound can kill. El sonido puede curar. And that's why I don't like when there are alarms or those shit, because the alarm is the opposite of good therapy. The other thing is, for example, when if you are dating a woman, if a woman is doing voodoo to you, you know what is voodoo, right? The muñequito with your face and with the nails, con clavitos. Yeah, that is voodoo. I remember I had my acupuncturist, his name was David Kahn, he passed away. But I asked him, hey, what do you think about voodoo? And he told me, whatever a person does, if they have a strong energy, they can send you that energy. And let's say that you have like a girlfriend or an ex-girlfriend that maybe you're suspicious that she's trying to do some kind of bad black magic. His technique to avoid that was cut all ties with a woman. No reunions in real life, no cell phone calls, no messages, because any kind of contact can bring some of that energy to you. And if you want to be more nerd, I have like an extra Uncle Valta tip, is also pay attention if people who surround her are then surrounding you. Because I believe also energy can be transmitted like by messenger. So by messenger, I'm not talking about the application, I'm talking about a person. So if someone desires you and this person spend time with other person and now the other person comes to your house, there is still like a connection. So be careful with that. And then the last Uncle Valta tip on this shit, this one is kind of random, but I believe that voodoos can sell each other. So if you are dating a woman that she's a local voodoo and you are dating another woman that is a local voodoo, their voodoos can sell each other. That is harder to explain, but if you know about this thing, you will say that yes, it's true. So, but the easiest way is just the ruda and the ocean and cutting all kind of ties. And the last two things is simulation. Simulation is not something that we live in a simulation. That is not something that I came up. Many people will tell you this theory that maybe we don't really exist or we have like a bad perception of what is reality. Elon Musk mentioned that. Many smart people also say the same. Some people believe that everything that we experience is something that our brain is rendering. Like when you open your laptop, for example, if the laptop was on and you open the laptop, the screen is going to render the image. The image was always there, but now it's rendering on the screen. The same happened with our brain. Now, my theory is that we live in a metaverse. So we have like a shared reality. And who mentioned this also is El Chombo on his podcast. According to him, he mentioned that if you believe something is happening, you are increasing the chances that it's going to happen. And if many people believe it's going to happen, now there is even a higher chances. That's why in some movies, you have events that then they become true. It's not that they are reading the future, it's that they are programming the people so the people start to attract that. Just to make it clear, there is something called manifestation, that if you manifest something, that thing is going to appear. But I remember I was listening a joke of this guy, Dave Chappelle, and Dave Chappelle said, if manifestation was true, all the kids in Africa will have food because they are thinking about food all the time. But let's remember this, manifesting is believing, it's not wanting. It's not the same to believe and it's not the same to want. For example, maybe you want culos. Yo quiero culos. So you are wanting. I quiero culos. Quiero coger. Quiero. Yeah. But you are wanting. But do you believe it's going to happen? That's the question. manifestation happens when you believe. Maybe it could be something magical, or maybe that when you believe something is going to happen, your brain adjusts. It's like when you make money. If you have a number that I know every month I make this number, why you make that number? Because you believe it's going to happen, right? The same of exercise, for example. I came back to the gym and I'm having good results because I believe it's going to happen, and I act because I know it's going to happen. And the last thing that I would like to include here is learn to program your dreams, programar tus sueños. There is a book that I shared with you a long time ago. It's How to Work While You Sleep. But it was kind of always leave you a task to your brain before you go to bed. So in that way, your subconsciousness level can think about it. I have like a little twist of that technique. And it's whenever I need to take a decision, I start searching on YouTube what is the best podcast that can give me some information around that problem. Once that I have that podcast, what I do is I listen to that podcast before going to bed. In the last 30 minutes going to bed, sometimes from 11 to 11:30, I'm almost falling asleep while listening to the podcast, drinking my hot water. Okay, after 30 minutes or 40 minutes, I just, you know, turn off the speaker, I go to sleep, and the next day I wake up with a good solution about that. That always works. Works from when you go to sleep at night, and also works before napping. Después de la siestecita also work. And those are the 5 magic techniques. Maybe, I'm not sure, maybe I will share these tips on the next YouTube video in Spanish, maybe, because I'm scared, because you know how YouTube is, sometimes you do get excited with these topics. But I hope if someone believes that this is going to work for you, you can practice. Just 2 things. First, if you think this is not going to work, don't even try it, because you already are canceling the good vibes. If you believe it's going to work, remember that you need to also put intensity when you work. And if you are a third case scenario, maybe you have tried these techniques all your life, but you don't feel that they are working. And in that case, I need to write because I'm just coming with that idea now, in a second. Maybe in that case, your problem is that you are trying to achieve a project that only benefits you. Like that, you know? I want to do $10,000 per month. Yeah, but that is your project. Who are you benefiting with that? Nobody, just yourself. And here we can spin this idea. You can ask also, but why some people have the chance to do bad things in life and get away? And I believe, like, if you watch movies, for example, Kong, Godzilla, and those things, always there are good teams and always there are bad teams. Now, good and bad is relative. Let's call positive and negative. Let's call it like that to be in a better way. So maybe your project is just trying to benefit you and you are acting like a negative person when you are really a positive person. And God, universe, or destiny is trying to tell you, hey, this is not going to happen because you are forgetting, you are missing helping other people. I want to just wrap with this case. When I started, I remember my objective was doing 100 soles per day. That was my objective. After that was maybe 1,000 soles per week, and it started to go up and up. But now my objective is I want some percentage, as high as possible, of Peruvian people speaking English. I want English to be one of the languages that is spoken here in Peru, so that will attract investment to Peru, a lot of tourists, and a lot of opportunities, and especially a lot of foreign algoras, just to be clear. You know? That is not just for me, it's for everybody. It's a project that benefits the whole country. So maybe if you are doing all the things, but you're not having results, could be that your project needs to benefit also some people around you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, spread the word. Tell the people to go to Uncle Balta on Spotify. And if you want to work with me for supplements, Inglés para Cholos, or audiobooks, you can send me a WhatsApp to +51 9890 23986.